This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. State Representative Jody Emerson joined a roundtable discussion with community members over the weekend, calling on state and federal lawmakers to address the growing affordability crisis. Much of the roundtable discussion centered around issues like healthcare access, veteran services, and affordable housing, as well as the overall rising cost of living. Following the roundtable, Emerson shared her thoughts on where lawmakers should be focusing their efforts.
This just reminds me that we need to really focus on these core pocketbook issues that help the middle class and the lower middle class, and making sure that we're doing whatever policies we can to make things as affordable as we can. That's how Wisconsin grows, and that's how we all get better.
Eau Claire faces unique challenges in addressing those healthcare and housing concerns. The closure of the HSHS hospitals and Prevea clinics in the region nearly 2 years ago strained remaining healthcare services. Newly planned hospitals will bring relief, but constructing those new facilities is a costly and time-consuming process. Addressing the affordable housing issue faces a similar challenge. With a low vacancy rate in Eau Claire, constructing new developments is the only way to increase affordable housing stock. The Chippewa Valley has seen a growing unhoused population over recent years, further exacerbated by the closure of the Klein Hall Shelter for Veterans in Chippewa Falls last year. State Representative Emerson says she'll be looking for legislative solutions back in Madison to the issues raised during the roundtable.
I did write a few down, actually, about making sure that, our veterans are taken care of and making sure that when we have services, they can work in the context of other services, too. And that if you're getting one program, that shouldn't have to cut you off from getting help from another program. So I'm going to dig into that on, this coming week when I get down in Madison and see if there's anything we can do at the state level to help with that issue as well.
Emerson also signed on to a letter last week calling on Congressman Derek Van Orden to help ensure Wisconsin receives its full allotment of hospital funding from the federal government. Former Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg visited Western Wisconsin last week. Buttigieg hosted a town hall in La Crosse on Friday, covering topics ranging from rural health care to immigration enforcement. Healthcare has been a major issue in the region over recent years following the closure of the HSHS hospitals and Prevea clinics in the Chippewa Valley. In addition to those closures, many residents are facing dramatic price increases for their healthcare coverage and prescription drugs following the expiration of tax credits through the Affordable Care Act. During the town hall, Buttigieg also accused Congressman Derek Van Orden of being responsible for the healthcare struggles facing Western Wisconsin after allowing cuts to Medicaid and Badger Care. He also criticized Congressman Van Orden for not hosting an in-person town hall where residents could share their healthcare concerns. Congressman Van Orden did vote for a 3-year extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits earlier this month, but it remains unclear whether enough Senate Republicans will support the extension to pass it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to a number of educational live streams next week in honor of Winter Salt Awareness Week. According to a press release, Winter Salt Awareness Week will be held from January 26th to 30th. The goal of the live streams is to share information with residents on the impacts of road salt on drinking water and freshwater ecosystems. The live streams will include presentations on salt reduction practices in winter maintenance, monitoring for salt in local water bodies, and the effects of freshwater salinization. Salt is one of the most commonly used tools to keep roads safe during the winter. However, the DNR has measured a steep increase in chloride levels in Wisconsin's rivers over the years. Much of that increase has been attributed to the use of road salt as well as fertilizers and water softeners. The DNR is encouraging residents to use less salt on their own homes by shoveling walkways before snow turns to ice and scattering less salt over a wider area. They can also switch to using sand, which is more effective when temperatures drop below 15 degrees. City of Eau Claire officials are reminding residents about a couple of upcoming road construction projects on Dewey Street and Forest Street this year. City officials say the Dewey Street reconstruction project has been in the works for years, but was delayed during construction of the new transit center. The project will see utility work done as well as the creation of new bicycle and pedestrian accommodations. The Forest Street reconstruction project could also cause some traffic delays, with trucks needing to avoid the weight limit on the Edie Street Bridge near the Cascades plant. Chippewa Valley Technical College and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwestern Wisconsin have entered into a new partnership. According to a press release, the partnership is part of a new initiative called Learning and Inspiring Futures Together. The University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health's Wisconsin Partnership Program provided nearly $240,000 in grant funding to support the initiative, which will offer hands-on learning experiences and mental health lessons for kids between the ages of 6 and 18. Marshfield Medical Center in Ladysmith has announced the distribution of $100,000 in funding to 13 community organizations. According to a press release, the funding through the Marshfield Medical Center Ladysmith Community Health Funding Program aims to help local nonprofits develop new ideas or expand existing services to improve the overall health of residents. Organizations that received funding awards include Feed My People Food Bank, the Indian Head Community Action Agency, and Rusk County Health and Human Services. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents interested in hunting to register for a hunter education course for this spring. Anyone born in 1973 or later is required to take a hunter education course before they can get a hunting license. The Department of Natural Resources offers a number of course options, including traditional in-person classes, online-only classes, or a combination. Residents can register for a hunter education course through the Go Wild portal, and more information is available on the DNR's website. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Jeff Hafley to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After 2 years in Green Bay, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft, recovering from ACL surgery, talked about what he and Micah Parsons are going through.
Before the surgery and something Micah is going through right now, like, it is very painful. I don't wish it upon anyone that the first 3 weeks post-surgery is just... Yeah, it's tough.
College football, Indiana celebrating their first national championship, beating Miami 27-21. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night against the Thunder. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta 112-110. Marquette winning in overtime over Providence 105-104. Freshman Nigel James with a season-high 38 points.
Not everybody's made for, you know, that role to be the floor leader, the guy that's attacking, the guy that's got the ball in his hands when it matters most. NJ is made for that.
That's Golden Eagles coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 12 for a high this afternoon with a light southwesterly breeze. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow. We're going to drop down to around 8 above tomorrow. Off and on light snow with a high right around 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 9 below.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.